This is Davin's Den. This
is Davin's Den.
Who was that? The Democrat from Vermont, Dean, who did that.
Oh, yeah, with that noise. Oh, it was terrifying.
Such a sweet time long ago when that disqualified you. Screaming like an asshole was like, people like, nope, you can't be president.
I know, you scream like an asshole.
It really sunk his campaign.
Yeah, you sound like something that would be in a movie.
Yeah.
With Mothra and Godzilla.
You got a little too excited about your political aspirations, buddy. You are disqualified.
Meanwhile, the other people running should have been making their weirdest noises, and they probably could have been out, too.
All right, we'll do some comics in the news.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
I went up there. Oh, there we go. I probably fucked something up. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, the U.S. military says it has updated a welcome booklet meant to introduce service members to the culture and customs of Saudi Arabia, days after comedian Hasan Minhaj highlighted some racist language it contained. The population of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is mainly composed of descendants of indigenous tribes that have inhabited the peninsula since prehistoric times, with some later mixture of Negro blood from slaves imported from Africa,
read
the manual, which was updated in June. That phrase has been removed from the document and is being revised. United States Central Command spokesman Captain Bill Urban said Thursday in a statement, "We regret that inappropriate material was posted on our website without a more fulsome review and apologize to anyone who took offense." He said the military has conducted an interview review of its posting processes and is currently conducting a survey to ensure there are no further instances of inappropriate material on our website. See, I don't know if they were trying to be offensive with Negro or was just like old-timey shit that never got updated.
I think it's just some old-timey language.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't imagine they were trying to be offensive. They weren't trying to be offensive.
I don't think so, unless somebody snuck it. Bannon's like, ha ha ha.
Over the years, the terminology that, you know, African Americans or black people or Negroes, whatever time period you're in.
I prefer, and I think it's fairly timeless when you go, you people.
You people works for a lot of different reasons.
It really does.
Because you can work with all different kinds of groups.
Right. You don't have to worry about the trends of what's politically correct now. Just
no.
Say, you go you people, yeah, you're consistently going to offend.
As long as you're putting them in their place and making sure that they feel other. Then
yes.
You've done your job.
Kind of the way I refer to my audience is you people.
You people.
Has nothing to do with their race, religion, or ethnicity.
No, just make sure that they get the message that they are not welcome and
they're welcome
other.
There.
There, but not here.
Right.
No.
You're good there, not here. This is where I am. This is where you are.
This is where you belong.
Yes. I'm going to leave here. You people will remain here.
And clean up after me, preferably.
Yes. The only interaction I will have with you people is when you buy my merchandise. Then we will go our separate ways.
Right. Yeah. You can go back to wherever you people live, and I'll go to where I live.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's what should be in all military booklets. Listen, we're going to invade you people.
Or, since it's meant for a group of people... Those people.
Yes. You people and those people.
And those people.
Yes.
Us and those people.
Yes.
I really kind of think that it's sort of, if you scrape any institution that's been around for many, many years, you're going to find some outdated language
in
their booklets and things.
It's fine that he pointed this out.
Yeah, of course.
It's not a big deal.
No, I don't think it's
a big deal.
Of course,
I'm not one of those people. So I don't know.
Those
I don't have any of that Negro blood in me.
Well, have you done one of those tests? You don't know.
I mean, at some point, African American is going to be offensive.
That's going to be outdated.
Yeah.
I also think that it's it is offensive to people who happen to be black but are not African American.
Yeah, but they know what they did.
I know. Yeah, they didn't come from Africa. Yeah, that's what they did. But, well, I mean, maybe way back in their ancestry, they.
Well, that's why you just
some
go black.
Their people did. Yeah.
Although brown probably would have been. Black was.
You know, it's all. You're trying to be descriptive without hurting anybody's feelings. It's like if you said that white guy over there, I don't think the white guy would go, oh!
You know, the dancers. She's one of them dancers. You know what I'm talking about with the rhythm, the dancers. See that?
I was thinking harem girls for some reason. I don't know. The dancers.
The dancers. They got, you know, those people with the rhythm. I don't know what they want to be called.
Those people with the rhythm.
They can dance. They can shake their ass. Tend to be a little larger. Those people over there.
Oh, God. You're making it worse.
Am I?
Yes.
Why? I'm not calling them black. I'm not calling them African American. Certainly not calling them Negroes. Dancing is a wonderful skill to have. Dances.
It
doesn't mean they don't have other
stereotype.
Skills.
It's a stereotype.
It is.
Yes.
But they're not all black. Some are tan. They don't all come from Africa.
No.
As you said, those are stereotypes. No. Maybe Negro is the way to go.
It's
a derogatory term, but
no,
it's
not the way to go.
No?
No.
It used to be when you didn't want to be offensive, you would call somebody a Negro.
Right. But now it's no.
I can't keep up.
I can't believe it's still the United Negro College Fund. Really?
You know? Sorry, so dancers are you people?
No, neither. Mm-hmm. Really, neither.
Mm, I think both.
No, no, no.
Hey, how about you, dancing people?
No, no.
You dancing
stop.
People? Yeah. I was hanging with you know those dancing people.
Wait,
not you people. Those dancing.
We forgot colored.
Ooh.
That was yeah.
But everybody has colors. I feel like I'm being discriminated against. I have color.
I remember hearing a joke that said, you know, when you're white people, when you're scared, you're yellow. When you're jealous, you're green. When you're cold, you're blue. When you're sad, you're blue. I'd rather, you know, and you call us colored. And it did a whole bunch of colors and different things. And I was like, I like that. It was cute.
Okay.
That's good. Put it in your dad joke.
Yes. I'll hold court on race and colors with the children. That's what I'll do. That's what the parents are giving them, letting me go out with them for.
As long as the child that's with you is dressed in a Hitler outfit, I can't see what's
then
wrong.
We'll do some arms and we'll call it a night.
Oh, my God. I called it a night in jail.
Yeah. You people. You dancing people.
You dancing people.
You dancing people.
Yeah, bastards.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, boy.
Now, his father died in 9/11. He was recently, he was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Right.
And they,
he's had a busy day.
Well, not a busy day.
I know, I'm kidding.
So, this was just happened on Saturday Night Live this week. In an appearance on Weekend Update during this week's Saturday Night Live, cast member Pete Davidson spoke about the upcoming midterm elections and offered his first impressions of several candidates. But his comments about Dan Crenshaw, a Republican candidate for Congress and a former Navy SEAL who lost an eye in an IED blast while serving in Afghanistan in 2012, has drawn online criticism. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate in Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie, Davidson joked, as a picture of Crenshaw appeared on screen. I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever. Whatever. The candidate's website describes the events of his injury. On Dan's third deployment in 2012, his life changed forever. After 6 months of combat operations, Dan was hit by an IED blast during a mission in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. He was evacuated and awoke from his medically induced coma, learning that his right eye had been destroyed in the blast and his left eye was still present but badly damaged. Crenshaw responded Sunday morning to Davidson's comment on Twitter, "Good rule in life. I try hard not to offend. I try harder not to be offended. That being said, I hope NBC at NBC SNL recognizes that vets don't deserve to see their wounds used as punchlines for bad jokes," he wrote. On Sunday, the National Republican Congressional Committee demanded an apology from Davidson and SNL. Getting dunked by your pop star girlfriend, ouch, bird, is no excuse for lashing out at a decorated war hero who lost his eye serving our country, NRCC spokesman Jack Pandel said in a statement. Pete Davidson and NBC should immediately apologize to Dan and to the millions of veterans and military families who tune in every weekend because they're not laughing. During the segment, Davidson also mocked himself. "I shouldn't be making fun of how anyone looks. I look like I make vape juice in a bathtub," he joked. "I look like Dr. Seuss' character went to prison. The comedian then went on to address his recent breakup with Ariana Grande. Davidson, NBC, and SNL were contacted for comments, but did not immediately respond. All right, I don't think the joke was funny.
I don't either.
It really wasn't a joke.
No.
It was just kind of dismissing this man's injury.
Well, it was making fun of what he looks like because he has an injury.
Listen, I think you're okay with porno star. Like, you leave it right there.
Yeah.
Because you see a guy that looks like that. Okay.
Yeah, like the porn stash kind of look.
Okay, and he's got an iPad. All right, I gotcha.
All right.
I mean.
But then, I know he lost it in combat. Whatever.
I think it's the dismissiveness.
It's the dismissive whatever.
Yeah, I think that's the real.
A double whatever. Oh, man, stupid. Stupid.
But you can make the argument.
Mm-hmm.
They're running for public office. They're in the spotlight. It wasn't like this was a private citizen anymore. He's running for office. Kind of goes with the territory.
It does. It's just an incredibly poor taste.
It's not a joke I would do.
No, no.
It's not a joke I find. Like the porn star thing. I was like, okay, that's cute, whatever. But like the whatever, there's no funny there.
Look.
It's just being a dick.
Look, if you had a candidate who was a woman who had breast cancer, you're going to call her one boob?
Well,
you're going to go there?
I believe I did write the lyrics for the Donald Trump rap, Ghost Tits. So,
Ghost Tits.
Yeah, was it Carly Fiorina who had breast cancer?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ghost Tits. Oh, my God, dude.
It fucking went right with
me. Ow. No. No. No.
Fucking funny.
No. No.
Well, she's not a veteran.
Yeah.
The former CEO. Fuck her.
No. No.
But it's Donald Trump rapping. It wasn't me. It was Donald Trump rapping.
Well, see, now he if you're trying to make him reprehensible, works. Because, yeah. Yeah, but it's just like, there's just.
I don't think he should be off limits because he's a veteran.
No.
Once you're running for public office, you're not off limits.
No, no, no. But I mean, it's like making fun of him because his injury that he got
as a veteran, serving
the country.
It's not a great look.
No, it really isn't.
It's not a great look. That got through. You know, somebody, you know, unless he improv'd it.
Who knows? But it was still, it was bad. By the way, Trucker Tom says NBC is projecting Marsha Blackburn R has won the seat she was running for, and so there's your Joe Padula interview update. Thank you, Trucker Tom.
I thought Trucker Tom was going to tell me what they'll be cooking in support. On the menu will be mashed potatoes. And all right, well. Oh, that was the one with Bresden. That was supposed to be competitive.
Yes, yes.
There you go.
Thank you, Tom.
That's a big win for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Seen a lot of red on
the screen. I don't want to play this game anymore.
Where's my ball? I'm going home.
My balls are here. I am home. I got nowhere to go.
Put them away. I'm not the man.
It's blue and inflamed. Tom brought me bad news. I'll handle this, Tom. You know what?
Well,
I killed the messenger.
Much worse than this, my ass is chapped, and you know how bad that could be.
He brought bad news.
He did.
Who's that? It's Tom bringing me shitty news.
Oh, great.
I don't want to play this politics game anymore. I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah. I'm not a good player at this.
No. Yeah, right. You know, should Davidson? Yeah, I think they could apologize.
Yeah.
You know what? Apologize. You know what? Just gotta listen. It was in poor taste.
It was really, yeah. It was really. In poor
you
taste.
Know, listen, I didn't mean to dismiss his service.
Yeah, that was kind of shitty.
Fucking apologize. Own up to it.
Yeah.
I think if that joke was approved, like if that wasn't an improv thing, that was approved. I kind of think they should face some discipline.
What kind of discipline, though?
I don't know. Maybe paid leave like the fucking teachers. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like bad know. Comedian, bad.
Who, I mean, it's, who's...
Who can discipline the comedians?
Lauren.
Well, that's true. But
Lauren,
I mean,
can say, you know what? You need a timeout.
Yeah.
You know what? We demand the head of Roseanne.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But...
And I will say that if it was a conservator show making fun of a liberal veteran, I think the outrage would be greater. I think this would be a bigger story.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there is that bias that the conservatives often point to. I have to say, in this case, I think there is some bias there.
Yeah, I do. So. I do.
It should be a bigger deal.
It should be.
If we're gonna hold all these entertainers up to pedestals that we don't own our politicians to, this is kind of a big deal. Listen, if you want to attack the guy's politics, go for it. Be my guest. But don't attack the fact that he lost his eye defending the country.
I that was shitty. It was just really bad. And I don't want to make a pun. It was a bad look.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did. But I realized as I was going to say, but it is a bad look for him because you just there's some things you just don't go after.
Some things we don't go after, but
right,
others do.
But others do.
And listen, like, people say in comedy, there's no rules. There's nothing off limits.
Well, you know what? But then if you are going to go that low, you are going to face the ire of your audience.
Now, I just said that I thought if it was a conservative making fun of a liberal veteran, the outrage would be a lot more. I did just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to call bullshit on the Republicans here, because you know what? They're just fine with they were fine with Donald Trump making fun of John McCain and his service. Mm-hmm. You know, they were fine with Donald Trump attacking a Gold Star family and the parents.
Right.
So you know what? You don't really have a leg to stand on either.
Yeah. No.
So there's there's a lot of shittiness around here.
Yeah, there's plenty of shittiness to go around.
Yeah, I mean, the only one who was really wrong, and who he handled well, was Dan Crenshaw.
He did.
He handled it with class.
He did. He did.
You know, he's
like, I'm not in the business of asking people that, you know, demanding apologies.
No.
He's just kind of basically saying, do better.
Yeah, that's fine. But you know what? You know, there's a little liberal bias here, you know, where the liberals... If it was reversed, the outcry would have been a lot more. I recognize that here.
Yeah.
But I can't take a fucking official Republican stance. Stop it. Stop it.
No.
John McCain was a decorated war hero, and now look who our president is. So you don't care that much.
No.
You're just trying to make political points, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they all suck. I wouldn't do it. I talk about a lot of horrible things. I just don't talk about physical things.
No, you don't. I'm not taking pot shots at people for, you know, their physical ailments.
You want to say the porn comment, like a hitman in a porn comment? Okay. Even Crenshaw might be able to laugh at that one.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Eye patch is pretty badass.
It is. It actually is a look people adopt.
Yeah. So, but
whether they need one or not.
This guy earned his eye patch by defending our country.
Shit, yeah.
But, yeah. So, shit. Pete Davidson should fucking apologize. He should probably do something for veterans.
Yeah. Pussy.
Especially, I mean, his dad died in 9/11. I mean, that's kind of a reason why he was fucking over in Afghanistan.
Right.
Do better.
Yeah, do better.
Do better. All right. So do you want to do one more story or you want to get out of here?
Let's do one more.
Do you want to do Facebook getting butthurt or drunks in the news?
Drunks in the news.
Okay. All right, we'll do drunks in the news. Let me find that jingly jangly.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
I just looked over at the TV and said, control the house, too close to call. That's not a good night for the Democrats.
No, they were expecting the blue wave.
I'll tell you what, that blue wave ain't happening.
No, it's not. No. Well, you know what?
Fucking Trump is rocking out with his cock out tomorrow.
Oh, God, it'll be unbearable.
Oh, my God. He's going to bang a porn star in the Rose Garden.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the press conference. And he's going to make Mike Pence watch. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to come out 20 minutes later and say, it never happened.
Yeah.
That's what tomorrow is.
Oh, yeah.
That is what tomorrow is, boys and girls.
Oh, it's going to be painful.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking my pussy hat and I'm going home.
Like, how long have I been saying the best thing going for the Republicans, they're running against Democrats. I've been saying it a long time.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers don't know how to win. They can govern, in my opinion.
Yes,
but they can't win. They can't
win. No, they don't know how to do this game. They don't.
I think part of it was they didn't want to get involved with Trump's baiting them with the immigration thing.
Yeah.
But they didn't say, this is bullshit. This isn't
right.
What we believe.
It's like, then say something back.
Yeah, say something back and then pivot to what you want to talk about. But
right.
Answer.
But answer.
But no.
Yeah.
No. Again, my talents are being wasted in this basement.
Yeah, I know. Democrats bring mobs. Republicans bring jobs. Yay! I heard that over and over again.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit, too.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so this fucking Democrats. It's unbelievable. It really is fucking unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It is fucking. You know, last time I was disappointed in an election, at least I was in the fucking Bahamas.
I know. Now it's like in your basement.
At least I didn't have to go home. I just had to deal. I have a bunch of Bahamians going, what the fuck? And I go, I don't know.
I can't explain it.
A bunch of Bahamians ask me as I walk around, did you vote for Trump? Are you the racist? Like, what the fuck?
Are you the racist? Yes.
No, not the racist. Are you the reason?
Oh, I thought you said, are you the racist?
I'm performing at the Atlantis, motherfucker.
I'm the one.
Don't even have a beach to walk onto. All right. God. This week's drinking term, Benjamin Franklin drinking term. He's seen the devil.
That's great.
That's what it is. So when you're drunk,
he's seen the devil.
I like that. And yes. The devil's not walking
straight. I've seen the devil.
Yes, you have. So WeWork, that's the name of a company, is starting to curb the beer consumption of some of its New York City members. The co-working community Mecca is testing new rules on its free peer offering. The move comes at a time when inappropriate office behavior often fueled by drinking, is under the spotlight at tech companies. WeWork previously offered an unlimited beer on tap as a perk to member companies. WeWork, which is New York City's largest office tenant, has tiered pricing. By the way, can I just fucking stop this?
I'm not even listening to you. I'm writing my resume.
on a different note.
What?
Motherfucking Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
On fucking Colbert.
Wait, I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see
no,
that?
No, I missed it. What happened?
She's on Colbert last week.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi like, no, we're going to win. And Colbert's like, do you want me to reserve Hillary's celebration barge for you?
Oh, my God.
What is it with these fucking female Democratic leaders? Shut your fucking mouth.
Shut up, you whores.
Shut up.
Shut up, you whores.
Shut up, you
whores.
Shut up, you whores. It's like, who does that? You're not fucking Joe Namath. There's only one Joe Namath. You're not Joe Namath. You're not Joe Pelosi. You're Nancy Pelosi.
You can't even wear his pantyhose.
Funny. That's true. All right, back to this fucking story.
All right.
Just aggravated. Fucking stupid Democrats. Stupid fucking Democrats.
Oh, my God. It kills me.
I mean, they might pull this out, but they really suck a bag of gay dicks. Gay
what?
Gay transsexual dicks. They really do. In a nice, safe space with a pussy hat, they just suck a bag of gay transsexual. They can't help themselves.
No, they really cannot help themselves. It's just like, let's sit around and overanalyze everything instead of like actually going in there and like combat. Like, it drives me crazy when you see these political ads and they're saying terrible things or the wrong things, or they're just like skewing it a different way. It's like, fucking say it, talk about it, address it,
tell us like it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, but not in that way.
You know what? They need to fucking unleash me. I need to be unleashed.
Oh yes, you do. I'll unrestrain you.
Unrestrain fucking Nancy Pelosi.
You seem to like the restraints.
The big question is: Nancy Pelosi going to be Speaker of the House? No. No, Nancy Pelosi here. Just fucking old yeller Nancy Pelosi.
Here's your barge.
Oh, you dirty whore, you.
Wait, are we talking to me or are we still talking to Nancy?
You know what this is?
That's her. Get out the door.
Leave. Get out.
Yes.
Turn out the lights, you dumb whore.
Jesus. It's like I keep looking over at the television and there's a lot of red. There's so much red.
It's 2016 all over again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, they suck a bag of gay transsexual guys.
Oh, my God.
But at least I know going in that they suck.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these pie-in-the-sky people. Like, no.
They go, oh, no, they're going to win. And then you sit around like those people like looking forlorn, standing in all those places with their candidate signs in their hands. And, you know, they're like, oh.
All right, back to WeWork.
Yeah, instead of what doesn't work.
Hey, more jobs.
Oh, okay.
Less mops. More blowjobs, less rim jobs. That would be catchy.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody wants ass mouth.
Some people do, but no.
You're not getting kissed afterwards.
No.
WeWork previously offered an unlimited beer on tap as a perk to member companies. WeWork, which is New York City's largest office tenant, has tiered pricing plans for co-working spaces for individuals and businesses. It operates in more than 20 countries. Never fucking heard of this company.
Never heard of them.
Members will now be limited to 4 12-ounce glasses of beer available
unlimited
per day. according to a copy of the mail sent to members obtained by CNN Business. They will swipe their building key cards to gain access to taps, but it'll cut them off when the daily limit is met. Meanwhile, the taps will only work during the hours of 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. The trial is expected to last between 30 and 90 days. WeWork has been working on piloting an innovative software-driven mechanism to help manage the provision of alcohol in our spaces for some time. In addition to the supervision already provided by our community management team, mechanized tap controls will enhance this amenity with we provide to our members. WeWork said in a statement to CNN Business. MarketWatch first reported the news on Wednesday. The rule applies to the employees of companies that operate out of its New York City's facilities, not its corporate employees. WeWork declined to comment on internal policies. Earlier this month, a lawsuit from a former employee challenged the company's corporate culture and shed light on its alcohol consumption, noting its free beer on tap all day and all offices policy. The former employee, who claims she was sexually assaulted at two company events and ultimately fired in retaliation for reporting the incidents, alleged that in both instances, the male employee professed to be too drunk to remember the incident.
Great.
The complaint also alleged WeWork's headquarters hosts a happy hour every Friday. Employees are all but mandated to attend. It starts at 4. WeWork denied the allegation in a statement at the time. These claims against WeWork are meritless, and we will fight this lawsuit. WeWork has always been committed to fostering an inclusive, supportive, and drunk workplace. WeWork is known for making bold cultural moves. In July, they sucked on a bag of gay dicks.
Wait, what? No, is that bad?
In July, the company issued a company-wide ban on meat, pledging to no longer serve meat at employee events or reimburse them for expense meals that include red meat, poultry, and pork.
Is that crazy?
Hey, baby, it's the world we live in.
They're against you eating meat. Yet you're allowed to have 48 ounces
of
beer
at
work.
If you're not eating meat, if you don't have like a full stomach, you can drink less beer.
I know.
They're looking at the bottom line.
They're looking at their drunken line. They're looking at...
That's why it's drunks in the news.
Yeah, I know. They're looking at their employees wandering around going, hey, baby. That was a problem?
No.
Okay.
Would you want to work at this company?
No.
Really?
I mean...
You like a nice Guinness?
Yeah, I would, but it's like I don't want people. I mean, now that they've tampered it down, yeah.
I'm not going. 4 beers? Fuck you! No. I shan't! I won't!
No, now that it's down to 4 beers, yeah, it would be great to be able to sit there at work and drink a beer. Like, you know, you're getting your work done, but you're also, like, relaxed while you're doing it. But when it was just, like, open taps all day, no fucking way.
So you like it better now?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around those drunks.
I don't think you can blame the company. I mean, I know why they're suing the company, mm-hmm. but I don't think you can blame the company because somebody claims they're too drunk or they're sexually harassed.
No.
Stop fucking drinking, Stick.
Stop fucking drinking if you can't keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, you will argue that they fostered that environment and encouraged it. And
yeah.
You're going to go after the big bucks, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, it is irresponsible to have open taps all day long.
So you like the compromise. You like limited.
I do.
Really?
I do because I don't... I think that any more than that, you're really asking for trouble. You really are. Having any kind of, like, possibility that people are going to be inebriated at work, every drunken party, you know that there's some people who cannot control their id.
Well, my job is one of the jobs would actually, you can be drunk and do it.
Oh, yeah. No,
I just
know.
Choose not to.
Right.
I don't like to drink before I go on stage, but plenty of comics do.
I know. You like to be sharp. But
I do.
The thing is that most people's jobs, you can't be drunk and do.
So you think if it was unlimited, you wouldn't be able to limit yourself, or you're worried about everybody else?
I'm worried about everybody else. I would be able to limit myself. Yeah. I would not drink my limit every day.
Every day you walk in and you're seeing the devil. It's just awful.
Yeah. No, you'd be seeing the devil and the people that can't control themselves and are wandering around making asses of themselves.
Yeah, look at that. The Republicans, speaking of making asses of themselves, the Democrats made asses of them. The Republicans just picked up Indiana. Joe Donnelly goes down.
Yeah.
Boy.
Wow. Well, isn't this fun watching the projections roll in? Yay. Dems got Wisconsin. Okay, well, it's really close in the Senate.
No, the Republicans picked up one. It was close.
Yeah. No, it's close in the Senate. I wasn't being facetious. It's close. Real close. So
unbelievable.
I know.
The blue wave. Oh, get your little fucking pussy hats in March. We're going to march. Don't boo vote. Yeah, you know what? Fuck that.
I don't... And it was pouring and terrible out in the New York metro area, and people came out in droves. But you know what? There weren't all.
You know who's going to carry the Democrats? The young people. This time, hey, it's your fucking future, stupids. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'll be dead.
Listen, if you didn't vote, I want you to shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Now, we're going to hear more of that. That's going to be in the schools now, because you didn't vote. Don't fucking whine to me that you're afraid of being shot at school.
God. By your teacher.
Come get your kids. Nah, fuck it. Just shoot them.
God. God, this is really, disgusting. Oh, God, don't play that again. Don't do that. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Oh, blue sucks. Blue sucks.
They blew.
That's the Democrats trying to huddle up and form a fucking plan.
Yeah, no. That sounded more like escaping. God, let's get out of here so I can go home and hang
this
my
head. After the show. Just jump it
off the tap and see.
Oh, fuck. All right, that's enough of
the Mario Cuomo.
Do you want to read one of these?
Sure.
Who do you want to read?
Tao.
You got it.
All right. Where the hell is it? Ah, Tao of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home.
Lighting.
Did I say lightning?
You should
again?
Say lightning. Ah,
for your home or commercial property. Tao of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
All right. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights. We'll get back to you. One of them will be soon, probably beginning of next year. The next show, like I tell you, next year, settle down. Experience all that Portobello's has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. Or visit them at their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. Besides putting production, still time to get a comedian for your office party, your Republican celebration party. Need a Santa Claus. We got you covered. We'll make it all happen for you. Pip, what do you got?
You want to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. You will listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Hey, the Democrats just picked up one.
Yeah, and two in Pennsylvania.
Kind of lamb.
Yeah, a lamb. And Mary Gay
Connick. Yeah, the state is decorated like a Indian whorehouse. Wrong lamb. Sorry. Apologize. Oh, if only Joe could have heard that.
I know. We would have enjoyed that. That's very in. HudsonRiverRadio.com, the home of Mr. Hillock's show, the Richter Observatory, every Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. You want to listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Who put that microphone there?
Oh, my God.
Bumped into a microphone. Who put that there? Democrats have picked up 4 seats in the House.
Okay.
So that's good. So they might get Congress. They might get Senate's going to be lower off, right? It looks like they're going to lose some other shit. But there you go.
We'll see.
Fucking blue wave. Here's your blue wave.
The blue. Much energy to it. It's more like the blue treacle.
No, that's what the red elephants dumped on top of them. Here's your blue wave. They saw the wave building, and then it's like fire away. It's a blue wave buster.
God.
Stupid.
Oh God.
Democrats. All right. Saturday, November 10th. Hey, we got what do we got? Veterans Day. this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be performing at a VFW.
Oh, good for you.
In Malta, New Jersey. So check that out, 94 10th Street, Malta, New Jersey, VFW, Saturday, September 10th. So that was fun. Pip, fun show.
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you, Sarge, for calling in and dropping some knowledge on us.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
All right, you're just a fucking creep.
I am.
Fucking animal.
I know, but look, you've seen that shirtless man. He's got it going on.
I see it because it shows up in my news feed.
Yes.
Not because I'm longing for it. Fucking animal.
Can't help it.
I know. Well, it was fun.
Yes.
We'll do this again next week.
All right.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep.